I brought a book today, and this book is about a hermit and a merchant. The hermit was an old man who lived alone in a cave in the mountains. And it happened that his cave was located exactly where the rainbow ends. And so he was able to spend his time every day watching the beautiful red and orange and yellow and green and blue and purple as the colors played on the rocks and in the valley. And one day, he was visited by a young man riding a silver stallion. And this young man said, "Hello, old man. I'm looking for the end of the rainbow. Can you tell me where it is?" And the hermit said, "Well, it's right here at my cave." The young man was shocked. He said, "Well, this is just a cave and some rocks." He said, "I live at the other end of the rainbow, and at my end of the rainbow, there's a palace of treasures. I came here to see what treasures I might find at this end of the rainbow." And the old man said, "Well, the treasures here are peace and happiness." The young man was dismayed by this answer. It was not what he was expecting. And so he, disappointed, went all the way back to his end of the rainbow. And he became a businessman and a merchant. He was very successful. He made a lot of money. He moved into the palace of treasures, and he added to the storehouses of jewels and gold. But the years went by, and he sat in his big office, and he began to realize he wasn't really very happy. And it came to his mind that day that he had, many years ago, visited the old hermit. And he thought, "I wonder if that old hermit is still alive. I would like him to come and visit me. Maybe he can teach me how to feel peaceful and be happy." So he sent messengers asking the hermit to come to the Palace of Treasures. The hermit put on his best rags and followed the messengers all the way to the other end of the rainbow. And when he arrived, the merchant in the palace gave him his own bedroom with a soft bed and silken sheets and provided every kind of rich food and delicacy and wine that the hermit might want. And he invited lots of important thinkers and great teachers to come and spend time visiting with the hermit so that he would not be bored. He would have interesting things to talk about. But strangely, the merchant began to notice that the old man was not sleeping in the soft bed. He was sleeping out in the garden between the roots of a tree. And he was not eating the rich and wonderful food or drinking the wine. He was eating fruits off the trees in the garden and drinking water from the stream that flowed there. And the merchant also noticed that every time these great thinkers and important teachers came together, the conversation would start and then the hermit would slip away out into the garden where he could converse with the birds and the squirrels and the foxes and the other creatures that came into the garden. So the merchant came and said to the old man, "Why aren't you sleeping in the fine bed and eating the rich and delicious food? And why aren't you taking part in these stimulating conversations?" And the hermit said, "Well, I'm used to sleeping in the embrace of nature. And I'm not frightened by her darkness. And the murmuring sound she makes at night helps me to have good dreams. And when I eat the fruits in the garden, I can taste the goodness growing out of the earth. And when I drink this pure, cool water, it doesn't make my head dizzy, and it doesn't make me say foolish things. And as for those conversations, well, I find that all the creatures of the earth have something to teach us, and even though their lives are simple, does not mean that they are not very, very wise." The merchant said to himself, "I asked this hermit to come here and teach me the secret of peace and happiness. I don't understand a word he's saying to me. I might as well just blurt it out and be direct." So he said, "Can you give me peace?" And the hermit said, "No." And the merchant said, "Can you give me happiness?" And the merchant said, "No." The hermit said, "No." And the merchant said, "Well, why not?" And this is the part I want to read out of my book because of this wise answer that this is what he said. "Peace comes from within you. It's like a seed. You can't force it to grow. You can't shape it into something you want it to be. You must give it love and give it freedom so that it can grow outward into something pure and beautiful. Only then will you know true happiness." The merchant said, "Well, how do I start?" And the hermit said, "You can start by letting me go back to my cave where I belong." And so the merchant agreed, and the hermit walked the long journey alone back to his wonderful cave in the mountains, where he could watch the colors of the rainbow dancing on the ground and in the valley and in the sky. And every time he thought of his friend at the other end of the rainbow, he smiled because he was able to think of how the seeds of peace and happiness were growing in that place. So let's join hands to say a prayer. Find somebody sitting near you. You can reach out and hold hands. Dear God, we thank you for your words of wisdom and kindness that come to us through the beautiful world you created, through the teachers you give us here in our families and in our schools and in our church. We ask that your goodness would grow within us, that we might understand always that you are the source of peace and of happiness, and that your grace might grow beautiful and healthy within us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.